fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news, Danny Dugan.
Dan Dugan here on the other side with Dr. Bob. There's a whole lot we could talk about here on WGRN and WCRS about elections, because the blue wave, as they want to call it, continues.
It does indeed, and we're covering it here on the Green Renaissance.
That's right, we are. Unfortunately, the Green Party is not going to be on the ballot next time, but we did the best we could. Both of our third-party friends did their best. But nationally, 35 seats in the United States House of Representatives, and more to come, apparently.
Which looks like a blue wave.
Yes, it does.
There hasn't been that many seats won by the Democrat since the Watergate midterms.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Again, this is, look, first of all, there's not that many competitive seats in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, some estimates, there's about 44 competitive seats. Maybe if you really stretch it,
right.
as 70. But about 1 in 10 seats are competitive.
Right.
And
everything else is gerrymandered
sure,
to the point of no.
And a lot of these seats were a lot of these
Kansas.
Seats were yeah. gerrymandered.
Right.
For
right.
a Republican.
Yeah.
A moderate, you know, kind of moderate, socially not really liberal, but not reactionary business
right,
people.
Yeah, yeah. What they call moderate.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's happening.
Wouldn't be our definition.
Yeah. Well, what's really happening, you're seeing in the data, is that college-educated suburban women.
Yes.
That tended, business people and professionals that tended to vote Republican, flipped Trump off, essentially. The more educated they are,
right.
a bachelor's degree and above,
right.
the more likely they were not to vote for Trump,
right.
not to put up with the way he operates.
Sure, absolutely.
And what Trump was able to
and
do.
And the modern face of the Republican Party is Trump. So,
indeed,
yeah.
And what Trump went out and did is drug in the very rural and the rural white male, uneducated.
Yes. And the urban.
It was like Deliverance.
White,
he got all the guys.
Ex-blue collar.
Yes, yeah, all the guys right. yelling, scream like a pig. He got them.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He got them. But he lost in big numbers the white suburban
women. To the polite,
women.
White, well-educated suburban women.
Lots of women. Lots more faces of color. Which brings
our,
up.
Our first elected trans official in Congress.
Well, there you go. Anyway, yes, it's taking a different look, but that raises the question, and there are various different viewpoints on it. This being a new blue wave, why would they stay with Nancy Pelosi? I can see reasons why they should. I mean, I can tell you what I heard.
By God.
Rachel Maddow said, she said, well, they lost in the Senate. They're not replacing Chuck. So why would they replace
But they should,
him?
Right? Too bad Sherrod Brown. Well, not too bad. I mean, Sherrod Brown's running for president. But
is he for sure?
He said he was entertaining it. It looked
like
he was entertaining it heavily.
He better stock up on the Ludens or the Halls. He always seems to have a sore throat. Sorry.
He actually sounded good the other day. I don't know whether he went out and got
well rested.
Voice therapy, but he's always got that hair tussled disheveled thing going.
Yes, indeed. That's kind of my
sometimes
style.
Sometimes I know when I look at him, I go, is that Sherrod Brown or Danny Dugan?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It looks like one of the Doolin Dugans. Oh, that's Sherrod
Brown. That's me
Brown.
With a haircut.
That's me with a haircut.
Yeah, big hit. No, so, you know, the question is, should they, and what do you think? Should they go for new leadership in the U.S.?
Yes, I think Nancy Pelosi, we've been losing with her, by God, for a couple decades now.
Well, yeah, but they won. See, that's the question. Rachel Maddow
she wanted from them. I think she was more of a hindrance. I think
it's a viable question.
I think that Trump won it for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump won.
Even though they didn't go after.
I don't think
it
had anything to do with Nancy Pelosi.
I think so too.
She drug them down. I think it would have been a blue tsunami had you not had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
I think they would have even done better had they gone after Trump out there on the stump. But instead, they weren't going that way. They didn't want to talk about impeachment. They said they'd stick to insurance and things that they were.
Well, their whole debate was going to be around people that are really sick. Should they get insurance? It's like
they were going to stay safe, in other words.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So,
and it was a complete disaster in the state of Ohio, as we mentioned
last
week.
Sure was. Now, one of the folks at the salon, he can remain nameless, but was darn sure that there was at least a 3% flip. Illegal flip in the voter counts here in the state of Ohio that perhaps, and it would have been enough, at least in the governor's race, yes? Three, because you get
it's six,
essentially.
Yeah, if it's a 3% flip, it's 6%. Yeah.
Right, right. So what do you know about that, and what's...
Well, the whole thing, and nobody knows about it. It's speculation, and that's the problem, is we don't have a system. We have a system that's privately programmed, often by partisans from partisan companies.
Right.
It should be open source.
Right.
It should be held in escrow, and we should be able to examine the source code to see if anyone was tampering with the elections.
The people, perhaps represented by certain progressive lawyers.
Indeed.
Anybody you know, right? Yeah. Okay.
I'm down
one
for it.
Sitting right across from me. But, so do you think 3% is realistic in this election? Do you think it was? Do you think this might have happened? I mean, just your opinion on it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have any proof.
You'd have to look.
There wasn't the normal complaints, but you're talking about pre-programming results.
I see.
And all of those races were fairly close. So
In other words, it had been pre-programmed.
Yeah, there were far worse results in Arizona and in certain states like Arizona
Georgia,
and Texas.
Yeah.
Texas, where you voted a straight party ticket and it voted for every Dem except Senator Cruz suddenly was down
right,
with
was
you.
The one on the ballot that wasn't a straight slate, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So the whole slate goes Democratic, and one Republican, Senator Cruz, pops up in Texas, and he was in a close race.
Mm.
So we weren't
that
getting...
Beto, he sure is handsome, isn't he?
Oh, he is. But there were...
He's got two O's.
Problems,
I only have one O in my
problems
middle of mine.
In Georgia, problems in Florida. But who knows what happened in Ohio? You know, I don't know if there's exit polls, but we need to look at them if there is.
Right.
Those would be the most telling. The question is, how good are they? Who did it? What firm did it? Are they going to be ethical and transparent about their methodology?
And the bottom line is there probably won't be anything
done. No, they
won't.
Edison Mattosky, later Edison Research Group. I mean, it's hard to figure out, how people are voting unless you can get a hold of that raw data in the exit polls.
And then the candidates themselves have to actually bring the
right. They have to suspect and want to do something about it.
Right.
I just think the Dems are used to losing close elections, and they just accept it.
Now, Georgia is a very interesting battle. Because, for one thing, she didn't concede.
which, again, Harvey Wasserman and I wrote an editorial through the Free Press encouraging candidates in close races not to concede. She, last time I looked, which was earlier today, she was 22 one-hundredths away from having a runoff election.
Right.
That is...
literally a handful of votes.
Yeah, I mean, like a quarter of 1%, less than a quarter of 1%.
Okay.
From keeping her, Mr. Kemp, her opposition candidate, from having a runoff.
Sure. So, do you think a runoff's coming?
I mean, that's I think if all the votes are counted, I think by her not conceding, they tried to run her out of the race and tell her to concede. But is that he's got to win by a majority. He doesn't have a majority. I don't think. I think as all the votes get counted, I think most of the provisionals, I think most of the ones that are tossed in the, you know, in the bins from provisional voters, overwhelmingly, if you challenge and fight for those votes, those are poor votes, those are black votes, those are Democratic votes.
Sure they are.
And it's going to shift in her direction.
Right, right. Yeah, the that does seem to be a trend. That was certainly in Arizona what sealed the deal for the Democrat was the late write-in votes came in blue, so to speak.
And they always overwhelmingly do. And we're amazed. I don't know what the figure is now, but how many elections are up for grab in Florida?
You mean that are still?
Yeah, I mean, at one point there were like six congressional races that they were still counting in.
Right, right. Well, just before we recorded this, and remember, folks, we generally record it before our air time, which is 5:30 Fridays, but they had just decided to discount Broward County because they were 2 minutes late.
Well, I don't understand
on
that.
Recount, the machine recount. So, you know, 2 minutes. So
it makes no sense. In a democracy, well, what matters is an accurate vote count.
It does.
You're 2 minutes late, so we're going to discard people's constitutional right to vote because of some arbitrary standard.
Yeah. To the repugnant party. Anyway, it's 2 minutes, and they're saying they're not going to count Broward County. But see, I thought there was still a hand count out there anyway. But did they have, I guess they had to certify this machine count in order to get the hand count.
Hand count, correct.
And I know people get tired of this, but, you know, it. Most of these things don't – most offices don't start until, what, January, right?
Sure.
In the old days,
there's plenty of time to recount. Yes.
Yeah, you know.
March, sit in. The Audit AZ, Audit USA, who I work with and have done work on their behalf, have also filed a suit saying, let's look at the ballot images. We could do this real quick.
Right.
Like the digital scanners, you know, the ballot images are there. We can go in and look at every precinct and look at every ballot, how it was marked, and to make sure that the ballots match the votes cast.
There you go. So, and that's easily done, or at least?
Very easily done.
Right, okay.
You know, they'll say, you know, in Ohio, they've said, well, we can't do that. Well, yeah, you can. They're digital scanners. They
take
a picture.
This is the convenience
of
your
every single ballot that's cast. You have the ballot, and you can easily match them. And that's what we prefer here on WGRN.
Yeah, the other side of the news on the Green Renaissance.
And we're also on WCRS 102.1.
And 92.7
on your radio. And WGRN, what are those letters?
94.1.
94.1.
There you go. And we're out there and online, of course. We're out there. We're in here. We're talking more about the elections because it's just so far not gone away. So Ohio, of course, was not good, but we're still counting out there in many of the other states. California, as a matter of fact, still has a few more seats that could come in, as many as five or six more seats. Maine had another one today go for the Dems. So 35 seats at this point and still counting.
So I forgot, are you down with Nancy Pelosi or not?
I wasn't taking a stand. I don't think anybody's going to ask me. I don't vote there. But I could see it both ways that, you know, they won. She's the safe bet. Stick with her. But on the other hand, it is a new day and a new dawn.
That's true.
It'd be nice to see some fresh blood.
So, but those rumors
instead of business
that you
as
once
usual.
Sang her a version of Layla. Instead, you said Nancy.
Oh, really?
You got me on my knees.
Really? Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good story.
Praying, perhaps, yeah. Why not? We could tell it anyway. So, meanwhile, in other news...
This is the other side of the news?
It's the other side. The other side of the Attorney General situation. We got a Christian on steroids.
Oh, my God. Those are the worst.
Who apparently worked for a company that
Roid
was...
Rage.
Selling time travel.
For Christ.
Selling time travel and also an extra large toilet for the well-endowed man, which the advertising said, if you're like us or, you know, we recommend. So it's big assumptions there. But and I understand that one of the companies he worked for has even been investigated by the FBI. But the guy has been put in there by Trump for
Mr. Trump,
the purpose of stopping the investigation. Or trying to find a way to unfund it, from what I've heard? What do you think will happen here, sir?
Well, I think they're trying to really close it down so you don't look at collusion.
They being the administration.
You narrow it as possible. You get it as narrow as possible.
Because apparently there are some Republicans that won't stand by this, Flake being one. And perhaps Mitt Romney when Flake steps out of his spot, so... Right, so they have said they won't accept closing the Mueller investigation, right?
No, and they shouldn't, right?
Of course they shouldn't.
We should know whether our president is a money launderer for Putin and the Russian mob.
And still
we
making
have a right
money
to know.
In various places around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so and his taxes, of course, need to be looked at. But so what do you know about this Whitaker? You ever encounter this character at all? Probably not.
No, but I think the interesting question is how was he appointed? Right, that whole notion.
Well, it's a temporary, right?
You're going to appoint him temporarily, but is he going to stay there? And from just what you're talking about, time travel and other endeavor.
Apparently.
I mean, that stuff.
Apparently he was, you know,
not of
with
substance.
A company that was trying to make money by selling the possibility of time travel.
Okay.
So.
Which is theoretically correct.
I guess.
I'm not sure you can sell
in
that,
some
though.
Some people's. But, so he actually, I think, could stay for up to 7 months under this.
And the interesting thing in Back to the Future.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Biff was thought to be modeled by some on Donald Trump.
Hmm.
Do you remember he becomes a casino?
Biff.
Yeah.
This is in the movie Back to... I'm sorry. I have to go
back
to the future and watch
it
again.
The real jerky
guy
who ends up owning everything.
And I didn't think much of it.
Owning, luxury hotels and casinos.
Right.
Because he was in gambling.
Well, wasn't that a fancy 80s car, of the type of which you have in your fleet? Yes.
John DeLorean.
Aha. Right.
As they used to say, the rebate is in the glove box.
The closest I got to one of those was a coffee table in a friend's living room where we used to do snuff off of. So that was fun for us. But nonetheless, I don't know the movie. I don't believe in time travel. Our friend Marshall Barnes could educate us on it.
He could.
But
probably
right
going to be a guest one day on this radio show.
It doesn't sound like a legitimate business at this point in time. And this guy sounds like dirty business in Washington, as usual.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Would Trump have it any other way? And then Melania Trump getting rid of one of the national
security
advisors.
She's exercised her veto power.
And I'm wondering, did it have anything to do with the pith helmet? that was worn by British imperialists in the 19th century.
Oh, and the fact
she
that
she
wore one?
Which she was criticized heavily.
Well, they said she's going to, you know, be wearing a nice raincoat with a demand that this woman be fired. The woman was fired, right? She has been.
Well, actually, it didn't sound like she was fired. She was relocated.
Relocated to another part of the White House?
I'm not really sure.
Trumps don't stay there anyway, do they? I mean.
No, I mean, virtually nobody does.
Yeah, and Donnie, he eats at the McDonald's because he's afraid the Russians will poison him, right? Doesn't he?
He does,
go through the
yeah.
drive-thru?
So you just time it. It's like random.
Right.
It's like the random audits we need on the election precincts in Ohio.
Wasn't there some situation in the past where Nancy Reagan, yeah, it was Don Regan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That Nancy had him. Kicked
well,
off the Reagan team.
She did. He was the chief of staff.
Yeah.
But what he had done, which was
rearranged
very
the
interesting.
Furniture, right?
No, what happened is
he wouldn't
he
let Frank Sinatra in the back door, which apparently
well, that
he used
could
to,
be a possibility.
He used to visit Nancy repeatedly.
To Kitty Kelly.
Right.
Everyone knew when Frank was
old blue
coming
eyes
around.
Here. Right.
She's putting on that French perfume. I like Nancy Reagan, though. I mean,
really?
Here's what
okay.
Donald. Here's what.
All right.
I mean, she's the one who brought nuclear arms reduction because
okay.
she wanted her Ronnie to win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes,
but Ron was up.
Very, very good.
Ron was losing touch with reality after he got shot, and he didn't know the difference between a movie and reality.
And reality. Yeah.
And Donald Regan kind of kicked him up into the upstairs in the White House to watch movies. And Nancy went and dusted the old guy off, brought him back down, and had Donald Regan fired.
Huh. That's how it went.
She used her guy, her pit bull, Michael Devers.
Uh-huh. Devers, yeah.
And
yeah.
he was tough, particularly. He was an alcoholic, admittedly, and drunk a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was the little kind of chihuahua.
Yeah.
You know, biting at the heels of Donald
right.
Regan and getting him moved out.
Right. Speaking of tough guys, you know, there's a movie coming out about Cheney, like to get my hands. Anyway,
well, I thought they
called
I
Vice.
Thought,
so
I
can't wait
one,
to
and
see.
It was called Darth.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. No, it looks very entertaining. I saw some previews. Yeah, I went to see the Queen movie.
How was
Bohemian
it?
Rhapsody. Well, it was a rock star movie. You know, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was a bit ridiculous. And they were awfully nice to Freddie. You know, he wanted the lid kept on the news about his AIDS. And some people think that was kind of an effed up thing for him to do, that he should have made it more public to help the cause. But anyway, it's a very entertaining movie. So there you go. We'll talk movies. Also, there's more news that we wanted to yak about. And the state of Ohio now has a stand your ground law, or at least it's in the works. So,
well, they've passed it. It looks like they have enough votes.
Passed it in committee, or is it?
Oh no, there was a full vote. I think they got.
So it's just waiting for
67 votes, which is enough to override the governor.
And so yeah,
but the governor Kasich has pledged to veto it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I think. Because right now we have retreat to the castle.
But DeWiner would sign it, wouldn't he?
I suspect he would, right? He's
a little law and order kind of guy.
He's a trumpet.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right. And then some.
Trumpster.
Right. Exactly. Trumpet and Trumpster.
That's why one day he'll be in the dumpster of history.
Maybe so. But you're saying that for right now, Kasich has said he will not sign this bill on state.
No, Department. I mean... stand your ground is what you used to have gunfights in the old West.
Which
like
there weren't as
no
many
duty,
and they weren't as
no duty to
they
retreat.
As fatal.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might shoot him in a couple times and still not kill the guy. Take him in, lay him on the bar, give him some whiskey and pull the bullets out.
And then I read a whole historical account about the whiskey, and a lot of that whiskey wasn't distilled.
It wasn't even whiskey.
And it wasn't... Yeah,
it's
no,
poison.
It was more like porter.
When they say rot.
Yeah, it wasn't really...
Oh, I see.
It wasn't really that strong.
Oh, no kidding. Well, I know the beer
that
wasn't...
That it wasn't distilled, a lot of it.
So, therefore, it was...
Less potent.
Less potent. All right.
And it's a bit dirty. Buying your hard liquor from Kroger's.
Yeah. Right? At the state store.
Yeah, right. You got the real stuff at the state store, and then you got the half-off potency stuff.
There you go. Well, now a lot of the Kroger's and those places do have liquor stores because we don't have state stores anymore. And I miss them back when I had a liquor license.
But
those guys were great.
They also still have half the level of alcohol in them.
Right.
Percent by volume.
Yeah. So that's more like what they had out west. Well, yeah. So when they said, give me the bottle, because I always feel like you're not going to drink an entire bottle of whiskey. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. You probably won't be standing. You sure as hell couldn't shoot straight, but, you know. So it was a much weaker version.
Indeed.
Uh-huh. Right. So, but the Stand Your Ground will stand its ground in Ohio. But Kasich doesn't want to let it go through, but we'll see. I don't know. That's more scary. I mean, I remember when they brought in the law that allowed you to carry undercover into bars, but then you're not supposed to drink. And I'm wondering.
I can't figure this out. You couldn't even
bring
a gun into a bar in the Old West. You couldn't even do it in, you know, the heyday of gunslingers.
Right. And often they had you check it in at the outskirts of town.
Right.
But the thing that got me about that is you're supposed to be able to carry a gun into a bar, concealed, but you can't drink. Well, how does the bartender know you're carrying a concealed weapon? Right? And so it's like, all right, that guy's had about 6 shots and a couple of beers, Bill, why don't you go ask him if he's carrying? You know what I mean? I don't know. That made me scratch my head more than a few times.
As a former bar owner, what'd you think of the law?
I didn't like it at all. I had already gotten out of the game
at that point, and
I was kind of glad I didn't.
But there's no real correlation between drinking and irrational, crazy, violent behavior, is there?
Some people can't handle their not everybody's got Irish blood in them, Bob. Unfortunately, for them,
is that a pun for the Dugan clan?
Can't handle their booze. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or is there known the dueling Dugans?
So, what do you think about this Buckeye Michigan game upcoming, Bob?
Well, all the data suggests the Wolverines, who
team
haven't been
from up north,
successful lately, should win.
Should win, yes.
But hey, it's a big rivalry game, and it's being played at home in the Shoe. Who knows? But
you're not gonna.
If I was betting on it, I would say Michigan's going to beat Ohio State.
And you're really a Michigan fan, right?
Well, I'm also an Ohio State fan.
You're a bit torn. Yeah, that's true, right. Okay.
Usually
you're a Michigander.
Support the one with the best chance of getting into the national playoff.
A front runner. That's how it is, right?
Michigan was like 8-5 last year. So you're
Not
going to spend a whole lot of time going, whoa, okay.
We can take
beat
that
Ohio State.
So Bob says bet on Michigan. But,
I do indeed.
That's why they got to play the game. And we play this game every week on WGRN, the other side of the news, 94.1. And we thank you for being out there, right, Doc? Bob?
And WCRS, 102.1, 92.7.
All right.
And we are indeed the other side of the news.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1, LPFM, The Green Renaissance.